Interesting, isn't it? How upset people can become over the simplest of things. How the narrowest lines of division can come to represent more than just a space to be crossed.
You're nothing but a shower of mealy-mouthed, mealy-mouthed.
A man stands on the shores of a humble little island, of which he is Lord Mayor, and glances across the short span to the mainland. What does he see?
A bloody pack of capitalists! That's what you are! Don't come any of that stuff with me about us keeping our island heritage! We want a bridge from your village to our island!
Never in a million years!
Another man looks out from the shores of his prospering mainland village, with its fast-growing holiday homes complex, its fast-growing spring water industry, its international woolen mills and craft centre, and glances across to the island. What does he see?
Competition, pure and simple! Tourists will go directly through our village and out to the island! Competition! Competition! Give us a break, beakhead!
But it's your interest we have at heart also.
Our only interest is money. To make money, we need a bridge. To make a bridge, we need money.
And we must take away everything that is... A bridge would take away everything that is unique to your island. It would become just another dying town. Like a half-withered weed grafted onto an oak.
Withered weeds? Oaks? What in the name of God are you talking about?
Tradition? Culture? Heritage?
We can't think of those things after the bridge is up. Money is what we're talking about here. I refuse to speak to this gentleman anymore. You refuse to speak to me, huh? I like that. All right, that's it, you and me.
And so grows and grows the divide. The unbridged gap gapes wider with the passing of time.
Bloody chip, that's what it is.
No luck, sir.
I won't be coming back here in a hurry, I can tell you. We want it. We need it, so we should put the whole bill. I ask you. Go there, these people are nothing but a crowd of stupefied lunch.
No bridge and ticket, sir.
Do us a favour by giving their permission, I ask you. Where the hell are
we? This way, I think, sir. But the bridge,
halfway, that's all what we're looking for. We just halfway, I said, just meet us half the bloody way. You pay for one half of the bridge to the island, we pay for the rest. Would they listen to reason? Would they just?
What reasons did you give them, sir?
What I object to most is the tone they adopt with you. Where in the name of God is the way out of this place?
This door here, perhaps.
I don't remember coming down these stairs. You see, that's just what I mean about these people. A small mainland town, after that, a thriving tourist industry, a national conference hall to sell millions of gallons of so-called spring water monthly to gullible continentals and Americans, all that.
Sir, I don't think...
Okay, so they've lots of money, but is that any reason for a town hall this size with a bell tower? Talk about fluff.
Sir, I don't think...
There's more rooms in this place than there are people in the whole country. Sheer ostentation. I tell you, they're a shower of pompous twits from the island with our own money someday.
Yes, sir.
What exactly are we doing in a blasted belfry full of bats?
There are those, and I've met a number of such individuals, who would say that bat's wings have no aesthetic value whatsoever. Excuse me.
Alfred?
Oh, Lord Lucifer!
Alfred Flang?
That's me!
I'd like a word!
Oh, on the way!
You might well think I'm biased, but I find there is something about the diaphanous membrane, the folds and bends, the stretch points, the different way in which light catches or passes through it. It gives to bats' wings a certain haute couture. I've always been of the opinion that hooves are also unjustifiably a much maligned part of the anatomy. Properly polished up, pointed and waxed to an ivory finish, the hoof is a most attractive feature of one's attire.
My lord.
Ah, Alfred.
Alfred Flang, your majesty, sixth pick duty. May I just say, your majesty, what an honor.
Yes. How are you, Alfred? And more especially, how are the hypocrites faring these days?
I'm putting them through the paces, your majesty.
So I noticed. Plenty of boiling oil and molten lava. They really seem to hate that.
Oh, they do, your majesty. Yes. But being fed to the lions is what they hate most. Yes. That's every day at 4 on the dot. Oh,
punishment, Alfred, is a wondrous thing.
That's what I always say, your majesty. To what do we owe the honor? Is there anything wrong? I mean, this is your first visit to the Sixth Pit in nearly... Oh, it must be 50 years, your majesty.
No, Alfred, there's nothing wrong. The thing is, you see, I'm on a new job.
A job, your majesty?
A case, Alfred. Up above.
Oh, up above.
Yes, nothing new. Just another politician. But I need something special to clinch the deal. The final temptation. And that's where I think you come in.
Me, your majesty?
Yes.
How can I be of assistance?
Well, I see from your file that before you joined us down here, you specialized in...
Bridge building, yes. Your majesty.
Yes, building bridges. Yes, I think there might be a little job for you up above. What say you? We repair to my chambers and you can tell me what you know of bridges.
Certainly, your majesty. I'd be only too delighted.
By the way, Alfred, when you get a chance, polish up those hooves of yours.
Brought the flares. We may need them to get out of this place.
The tempers were lost where they sat.
Who benefits, they said. Who benefits from this bridge? Ah, I ask you. I told them straight. You're nothing but a shower of mealy-mouthed, mangy monsters, I told them. Straight out, I said it to them. Are we ever going to get out of this place?
But didn't you point out to them the advantages of having a bridge out to the islands?
I told them straight, God.
How it would make the island a veritable extension of their own time. How this would be to their advantage from a tourist point of view, sir. You told them that.
Gunther,
how money spent on the bridge could be regarded as a development grant for an underdeveloped region and would in all likelihood be refunded to them through EC structural funds. You told them that, sir.
Gunther, these guys have already spent the EC funds on tarmacking their driveways and fixing those leaks in that nuclear plant.
You didn't mention the EC.
I put it to them straight. I said they're a shower of mealy-mouthed, matey monsters.
Sir, we have to get this bridge built.
You know, sir, I think we're going to be trapped in this place all night.
We can't put it off any longer. As Lord Mayor of the island, you've been promising it for 6 years now. They've been giving you money in monthly installments.
And for 6 years, these mainland skinflints have been cocking their noses up at the idea of building the thing jointly. Can I help them?
With respect, sir, a little bit of civility at these conferences would go a long way. If you reason...
Reasoning? Next year we're suggesting we'll leg a beast bite.
This is the fifth conference in 5 years, and it's the fifth diplomat diplomatic rift. The people of the island are beginning to get suspicious.
Suspicious? Those people trust me like a feather.
They're beginning to talk.
What?
They're beginning to say about the money they're giving you.
So where's the harm of little talk, little idle gossip? Let them talk. I've no objections. Talk is good for the soul. They can talk away to their heart's content.
Saying you're spending the money buying up land on the island.
I'll have whoever said that up for defamation of character. I'll have the tongue cut out of their heads.
But, sir...
Wait a minute. This is where we started. We've been walking around in circles.
Sir, I know. I know.
Know what? What are you talking about, Gunther?
You've been spending the money for the bridge, mostly, on horses. You've spent over half of it, in fact.
Over half? Gunther, have you been reading my mail?
Yes, sir.
You admit it.
It's what a personal secretary is supposed to do.
That's no excuse.
But...
And I wasn't spending it. I was investing it. And in good faith. An occasional bet now and then on the GGs. That last bet was a sure thing. 20-1 and all. But not half of it. Not that much.
I checked, sir. It's over half.
It's not over half.
Sir, I've just come from the bank. They confirmed the statement.
Give me that statement.
You haven't lodged any money for over a year. In less than 9 months, the account is more than half. Up to 20 withdrawals a week, sir.
No, not 20.
During the month of May alone, you took out over £600, sir.
£600? No.
In June, 450. In July...
I can read. Gunther, I can read.
Sorry, sir.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me the figures on the left show the money I took out? The ones on the right... The money I put in.
There aren't any figures on the right.
I can see that.
Sorry, sir.
Right. That's that then.
But, sir, what are we going to do?
First things first. We don't tell a soul. And, Gunther, nobody on the island must get wind of this. Nobody. Hang, draw, and quarter me, so it would. No. This is a desperate situation and calls for desperate measures. Gunther, to the bookies.
Furibondo della figlia il re s'avanza, perché sfidi intero il mondo e la fiera sua maldanza.
Roger.
Thank goodness you're here. I've some rather disturbing news, I'm afraid.
So have I. Whiskey's gone up another fourpence. Huh? Here, hold this bottle and keep it steady.
What are you...
What does it look like?
Watering it down?
Hold the bottle steady, I say.
But your customers, surely they'll notice.
Well, they haven't noticed before. What is you over from the mainland at this time of the day? Hey, pass me another bottle.
I closed the bank up early. Something dreadful has happened.
Oh, don't tell me our distinguished Lord Mayor failed to get an agreement for the bridge again.
Well, yes, there is that, as we expected, but there's
we
something
more... We have got to get another Lord Mayor elected next year. What about Gunther?
Yes, but I'm afraid it won't make any...
Hold the bottle steady.
Cynthia, listen
Look,
to
you
me.
Listen to me. We need that bridge. Then with your money from the bank, I can turn this dump of a pub and the property around it into an exclusive resort. A bridge to this island will make us, and that is what is going to happen.
Cynthia, there's not going to be any bridge. He's blown it. In the last 12 months, he's blown virtually every penny of the bridge fund.
Mr. Smith... If I just heard you right, then we're broke.
Worse. We're up to our eyeballs in debt. All those shares he also encouraged us to buy as part of the tendering for this bridge. Remember? He told us we'd make 100% profit.
The money, Mr. Smith. What has happened to the money?
It's all gone.
Thousands of pounds. Gone?
His account file was given to me today in the bank. There's less than £100 left.
He must be hiving it off somewhere else to try and pocket the interest for himself.
I doubt it, Cynthia.
Doubt doesn't come into it, Roger. He couldn't have spent so much in such a short time.
But it's gone.
Then we'll make him get it back. Or else.
Or else what?
Let me show you something. Down here, in the cellar. I think we should introduce the Lord Mayor to Spike.
Spike? Who's Spike? Good grief.
Impressive, isn't he?
What is it? I mean...
A lobster. He was only 2 inches long when I caught him one night in a rock pool. I remember the water had a strange glow to it, and so had Spike.
He must be nearly 5 foot long.
5 foot 5. Claws the size of a leopard's jaws. Sometimes they glow like candles.
I've never seen anything like it.
Those claws are strong enough and sharp enough to cut through a man's neck in one easy slice.
He's a rare killer. What do we... I mean, how do we...
We load Spike onto the trailer. and pay a call in the Lord Mayor's mansion on the hill. We wait for him to return and then give him a choice. Either he signs over the rest of the money to us, or we let Spike deal with him. All I need is your help.
Help?
What do you say, Mr. Smith?
As you can see from the chart, this is the substructure here, Your Majesty, sometimes known as the foundation.
I see.
They consist of these piers and abutments.
Abutments?
Yes, they carry the superimposed load of the superstructure to the underlying soil or rock here.
All of this just for a bridge?
It has to be done properly, Your Majesty. It could take a long time and a lot of labor.
Time? No, Alfred. With a little supernatural help, I think most of this could be arranged in, a few hours. Now, tell me about these piers.
Well, the type, shape, and location depends on such factors as horizontal clearance,
yes,
subsurface conditions, architectural, and naturally, aesthetic considerations.
Naturally. We don't want sloppy workmanship now, do we? Never let it be said that I ever had a hand in the erection of an unsightly construction.
Indeed, Your Majesty.
I'm most impressed by your knowledge, Alfred. I think as a reward, we could arrange to have you transferred to 8-pit duty once this job is done.
The 8-pit?
Yes.
The deceivers, Your Majesty.
Yes. Yes, a wily lot, the deceivers. You'd enjoy it. Lots of genuine fire and brimstone. Now, about these piers.
The thing is, you see, the shapes of these piers can be as solid shafts.
Yes.
Multiple columns and portals.
Yes.
Two columns and portals. Separate columns. T or hammerhead. Not to mention cantilever.
Cantilever.
Trust the bloody outboard motor to hack in just now. Are you sure you put fuel into it?
I don't understand. It's the first time.
Come on, put your back into it, Doctor. Row!
I am, sir. It's just that the tide is on the turn.
Oh, none of your lame excuses. There's a wind getting up. I'd better hold off for a few more hours, otherwise we'll never get back to the island tonight. At least it's nearly dark.
Sir, is this really such a good idea?
We've been over this 1,000 times, Gunther, and I don't want any more arguments.
If we're spotted by anyone on the island...
We won't be. And if we are, we tell them the deal on the bridge is done. By the time they check it out in the mainland tomorrow, we'll be long gone. And I'll have all my valuables off the island and on the back of a truck.
Oh, this is a real mess. I'm sorry I ever listened to you. I never bet on a horse before in my life.
I have gathered as much. Be grateful I'm letting you come with me.
You said it was a sure thing.
And so it was. How was I to know that the jockey was going to garrot himself on the strap of his riding cap before he left the paddock?
Oh, even so, I feel a bit guilty about the bridge.
You have to be philosophical about these things, Gunther. I mean, is a bridge such a good thing when you really think about it?
But it was your idea.
You can't have a bad idea once in a while.
Oh, once in a while, maybe.
A bridge would take away everything that is unique to the island. It could just become another dying village. Like half a withered dandelion stuck onto a beech tree.
A beech tree?
Look, once you connect the island with the mainland, you lose something... something special.
Oh, like what?
Well, the island's heritage, for a start. I'm talking about tradition, culture.
Come on! Move it, you brute!
Cynthia, darling! Don't you think we're going a little bit fast on this rather narrow cliff road?
Nonsense! Spike likes the excitement.
I hope Mrs. Gladys's fifth husband doesn't mind us using his donkey and cart, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, he doesn't, Mr. Smith. He's too busy trying to get out of my cellar. A little accident. What's wrong with you?
I'll be all right. I wish we'd taken the inland road instead. Heights don't agree with me.
Open the trunk and pour some more water and Spike.
Right you are.
We don't want him dying of dehydration before the Lord Mayor meets him.
He's a bit giddy, Cynthia.
Give him another few packets of crisps. The salt and vinegar, his favorite flavor.
Roger me. First lobster I've ever seen chewing potato crisps.
He'll be chewing something else if this Lord Mayor doesn't sign over the rest of the bridge money to us.
What?
Bats!
On the island!
They're at the donkey! He's taking fright! Hold up! Hold up, my snake!
Oh, careful, Cynthia!
Hold up,
careful!
You stupid brute!
Cynthia!
The tunnel!
We're going to the end! I'm getting
what
off!
What are you doing? We didn't get this drunk!
Get oh, shit!
On.
Oh, I'm not a sorry.
Now you've gone and done it.
I thought the cart was going over the edge.
Oh, my Spike. It was all I had in the world.
It's a long way down. Well, at least he died at sea. What can I say, Cynthia?
Nothing, that's what you can say, nothing!
Oh, Cynthia, the donkey and cart, what will I do? Cynthia, where are you going?
I am going to strangle that Lord Mayor with my own bare hands!
Oh, wait for me, Cynthia! Let's toss for this! I wanted to strangle him!
What's that?
Gunter, would you just calm down? Nobody knows we're on the island, and if they did, it wouldn't make any odds.
If they find us bringing all this stuff down to the boat in your station wagon, they'll know we're making a run for it. There it is again.
A window shutter banging in the wind. Now keep packing. I'll look after that crystal jug myself. It's worth a few hundred.
I just have this feeling we're being watched.
That's another full crate. Put it in the back seat. The roof rack is too full already. Look, in 1 hour we'll be off the island and nobody will ever hear or see us again.
Whatever you say, but I still think this is all a bad idea.
And don't drop anything out. When will that guy ever learn to relax? Now, let me see. What did I do with my Lord Mayor's chain? What the hell's that noise? Gutter, what's going on? Gutter, do you hear? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
There's someone at the door.
What? Well, get rid of them, whoever they are.
He says it's important, that it's a matter of life and death. Our life and death.
Who is it?
Well, he's very tall. His bat's wings, and he says his name is Lucifer.
You're mad.
Calm. The man is perfectly safe.
Good God.
I'd be obliged if you didn't mention his name in my company.
Is
Lucifer at your service. Time is of the essence.
Are those bat's wings you're wearing for real?
Oh, do you like them?
They're hideous.
Another Philistine.
Gunter, is this some kind of joke?
I was going to ask you the same question.
Let me come straight to the point. The purpose of this visitation of mine...
landed like a bird on the doorstep in front of me.
He did what?
Excuse me, chaps, but do you want me to help you or not?
Help us?
Got yourselves into a spot of bother, haven't we?
You could say that again.
I'm referring to the bridge.
What do you know about it?
That you've spent all of the money with which you were entrusted, that you now intend making, as they say, a run for it, that Mrs. Jones and Mr. Smith are fast approaching with every intention of strangling you with your own chain of office.
Mrs. Jones?
Mr. Smith?
I managed to relieve them of a giant, glowing lobster on my way here.
What were they going to do with a giant glowing lobster?
Allow it to dine on you, Lord Mayor, and perhaps on Gunter for after.
I'll get him out of here!
Wait a minute, Gunter. Let's not panic. You said you can help us.
That's right. I can save both your lives, and what's more, I can also have a bridge built from your island to the mainland by morning.
By morning? But that's impossible.
Not if you agree to my terms. It's not...
Terms?
Sir, I think we're wasting our time here. I say we make a run for the boat and leave all this stuff
your
behind.
Your boat has broken its moorings, I'm afraid.
We don't have any choice, Gunter.
Oh, but you do. You can live or die.
What are these terms?
You see, these are lean times down below. What with world peace, rock stars being canonized, pickings are few and far between. The flow has slowed down to a mere trickle.
He wants our souls! He's after our souls!
A bridge for our souls. You expect us to condemn ourselves to an eternity of suffering and damnation for a bridge?
Please, please, gentlemen, try not to get carried away. If you would just allow me to explain. Step one, I divert Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones, who should be arriving here in approximately 3 minutes. Step two, tonight I have the bridge built. Step three, tomorrow you hold the opening ceremony.
And what do you get in return?
The soul of the first person to cross the bridge.
Whose soul?
I leave that to your discretion.
We choose the person.
We couldn't do that. You're asking us to send some poor devil unknowingly to his doom.
Yes.
Gunter's right. How could we do something as despicable as that? Who could we send to hell?
If you might allow me to make a suggestion.
Fire away.
Aren't you finding Mrs. Jones particularly bothersome?
Mrs. Jones?
There's a thought.
But we couldn't. I mean, we could.
Then it's a deal.
Doctor, what do you say?
I don't know.
That will be our two friends come to strangle the both of you.
Doctor!
All right, all right. It's a deal. It's a deal.
We're saved, Doctor. We're saved.
Alfred's dishonest toil moves on apace. That which the devil tears asunder, let no man bring together. For what is a union but a head-on collision? The longest distance between two points but a straight road littered with barricades? A connection but the length of fuse wire waiting to be ignited? For what is a bridge across a tiny channel but a solid wedge keeping the divide?
I don't believe it. I just don't believe my eyes.
What's going on down there?
That's what I want to know. Take a look for yourself.
Good grief. How can they? Where's the money coming from?
Not from us, that's for sure. Oh, I knew we couldn't trust that Lord Mayor. After all, we've paid him.
Paid him? Whatever do you mean, Council O'Mahony?
Don't come the innocent with me, Councillor McFadden. We've been paying him not to have that bridge erected for 6 years now.
But the arguments, the diplomatic rifts...
All done for show. So long as the bridge wasn't built, he could spend the islanders' money and the money we gave him.
Couldn't we get an injunction or something?
It's going up too quick. It'll be up a morning at this rate.
Who or what's building it?
I've never seen anything like it.
They're none of our usual contractors.
It's hard to see in the dark. They look like giant bats.
Somebody has to stop it.
Get me that lousy Lord Mayor on the phone. I'll spill the beans on him if this isn't stopped. I'll see that he spends the rest of his days rotting in prison. Get him on the phone.
While Alfred, with her long black hair, erects a bridge, what of our grand Lord Mayor?
Gunter, tomorrow you have to persuade.
How will I do that? Mrs. Jones will know something is up if we ask her to cross the bridge first.
Maybe we could prod her across with a pitchfork.
How is that going to look in front of the others?
Think of something, Gunter. Why is it I always have to come up with the bright ideas right here?
What's that?
It's called a phone. Out of the way. Yes? What is it?
What do you think you're up to?
I'll have
your guts for Gardner.
Yes. Just one moment, please. Gunter, this is private. Go and make sure Smith and Jones aren't still lurking about outside in the dark.
You double-crossing swine.
I can explain.
You take the money the people on the island give you to build the bridge. You take the money we give you not to build it. Then, like a thief in the night, you try to have it built before anybody has a chance to do anything
about
it.
If you'd only let me explain.
No explanations. Either you have them stop building that bridge this minute, or it's curtains for you first thing in the morning.
I can't stop it now. I did this deal, you see.
You did a deal with us. Now, unless you want me to expose you for the rotten cheat and swindler you really are, you'll heed my warning.
Christ, am I in trouble? What am I going to do?
I do have one idea you might like to hear.
Yes, anything. I'm prepared to try anything.
Well, I was thinking that if we want Mrs. Jones to cross...
A woman drew her long black hair out tight and fiddled whisper music on those strings, and bats with baby faces in the violet light whistled and beat their wings.
Calculations and computations, dead load, live load, yes. Impact load and braking force.
Oh, yes.
Earth pressure, buoyancy,
yes.
Wind forces.
Oh, yes.
Centrifugal forces, earthquake, tide flow and ice pressure.
Yes.
Taking into account topography, yes. Seismic potentials,
yes.
Stream currents,
yes.
Floating drift,
yes.
Wind and soil conditions,
oh, yes.
All in a nice, delightful
breeze. Oh, yes.
Perfect, Gunter. Perfect. You're a genius.
You think it'll work?
Of course it'll work. We'll make it work. Let's go through it once more.
Sure. We hold a public raffle, getting everybody to put their names in a hat. The person whose name comes out of the hat
crosses the bridge first. It's flawless.
You pick the name out of the hat and pretend that it reads
Mrs. Jones. She'll have to agree to it. And just in case, I'll keep a piece of paper with her name on it in my hand and hand it to someone else to confirm.
You'll have to make as if you're really upset, sir.
Oh, I will. Now, Gunter, I suggest you go home and get some sleep. It's been an eventful day, to say the least. And in the morning, everything will be back to normal, except for the fact that Mrs. Jones will disappear mysteriously.
And the island will have its bridge at long last.
What's it?
The bridge. We'll have the bridge.
Yes. Of course we will. Of course we will.
Good night, there.
Yes?
It's me.
That bridge is still going up. At this rate, another few hours, we'll see it completed.
Look, I told you I couldn't stop the building. But I have an idea that might satisfy all our needs.
That better be good.
It'll cost you.
You stop that bridge, you get the same as usual.
And we can talk about that afterwards.
So, what's this idea?
The way I see it, nobody can build a bridge without planning permission.
Are you telling me you haven't got permission to build that thing?
Exactly. And the way I see it, you have every right to take it down as soon as it's completed.
That bridge is properly built. You'd get permission before we took away a few hundred bricks.
Not if you blow it up in one go before we get permission.
Now there's an idea. And ask questions later.
And the worst anybody could say is that you acted a bit hasty, but that you were only doing the right thing, because it might well have been a badly built bridge.
Especially since it was put up so quickly.
And you were probably saving lives by acting so promptly.
We'll get an explosives expert out under that bridge in a boat first thing in the morning.
Just one thing.
What's that?
Opening this bridge will be very good for my image with the islanders. After this, I'll be expecting them to start contributing to another bridge fund. So let's get the timing exact.
You know something? Once you finish squeezing every drop of blood out of that island, you may consider work on the council here on the mainland.
There's a lot more blood that we got from this place, I can assure you. A friend of mine from the city tells me there's every chance the mountain in this island is rich in deposits of gold. Mind you, the sea and shore are so contaminated with your nuclear waste, the island's hardly worth living on.
Well, it does add to your foreshore lighting.
Just remember that tomorrow, you don't blow up the bridge until you see a white flag waving. I want to make sure a certain somebody is across it before it goes up.
A white flag, then up it goes.
You play magnificently, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Alfred. And I have to say, I like your handiwork. Yes, I like it very much.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
You did a good job. There's something, what should I say, something warm and reassuring about the soft curve of an old stone arch.
I got the stones from part of that huge building with the bell tower.
The town hall?
That's the one. I don't think anybody noticed. Not yet.
Alfred, my good woman, you have just been promoted to 8 pit duty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Your sinners await you, all those who have deceived and abused their power over the course of history are yours.
I don't know what to say, Your Majesty.
All going well?
There should be a new arrival soon.
Oh, excellent.
Spike! Cynthia!
Spike!
Cynthia!
Spike!
I hate to say it, Cynthia, but I told you we'd never find Spike. We've been searching all night. We must have covered every inch of the island.
Spike!
I'm whacked. Oh, I could do with a good strong drink.
Oh, life will never be the same again without my Spike.
Why not get another one, Cynthia?
You don't understand. There could never be another like Spike.
What's that noise? Take a look at that.
There's a bridge! What hour? When?
He wasn't there yesterday, was it?
That Lord Mayor again. I'll wager that he's behind this.
What if he is? It's a bridge! A real bridge!
And so, I want no thanks. This bridge was built with your money, your hard-earned money, which I have taken care of and invested over the years. You should all be very proud. Gutter will now explain the procedure for opening the bridge.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, in his generous wisdom, our Lord Mayor has decided that instead of him being the first to cross the bridge, we should put all our names into a hat. Yes. The first name out of the hat will be the first person to cross.
Well done.
Come along now, everybody. There's no shortage of paper. Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones.
Gotcha, I'll get you for this.
Does anyone need a pen? No? Hurry along, please. Thank you, Mrs. Gladys. Thank you, Joseph. That's it. That's it.
Are we ready?
Just ready. Have I got everybody? Mr. Potter, come along. Thank you, Bridges. I think that's just about everybody.
And the name of the lucky person to cross the bridge first is Mrs.
Mrs. Jones?
Mrs. Jones, what is it? What's wrong?
On the bridge in the middle.
It's a giant lobster, I think. How did that get there?
It's Spike!
So it is.
Spike?
It's Mrs. Jones's pet lobster. We've been searching for it all night.
Well, can Mrs. Jones go and take her pet lobster off that bridge?
Yes!
Wait a minute. You can't go near him by yourself.
But
Mrs. Jones, your name came out of the hat. And since it's your lobster, I think it's only right that you cross the bridge first and take Spike with you out of harm's way.
The chains for his claws have broken. You go next to near Spike, Cynthia, and he'll have you for dinner.
You're right, Mr. Smith. Would somebody tie Spike's claws for me first? He really loves me, but he could be a little bit confused.
Reefer and John Nathan, you two are lobster fishermen. How about moving this thing?
What they say?
It's a bloody monster.
It's not a lobster. It's a bloody monster, and there's no way they'll touch it. Won't somebody volunteer to shift it?
Gunter! We have got to get that bloody lobster off the bridge. I know, Gunter. Why don't you take that rake over there and...
Me?
Everybody's leaving. We have to do something.
Please, please come back, friends. Mr. Potter, Mrs. Gladys, we'll have all this sorted out in no time at all.
Gunter! I'm not going near that thing, and that's final.
Gunter, I order you to shift that creature.
What do you take me for? This is what comes of doing deals with...
Swish!
With...
Shut your mouth!
Shut your own mouth! And shift that thing yourself. I'm off.
Come back here, Gunter. Come back here. deserter!
We're all going down to Mrs. Jones' pub for a few drinks. We'll think of some way of moving, Spike. Don't you worry,
but there's no time. Listen to me. Mr. Smith, Mrs. Jones. I have to get that thing off the bridge. No, Nick. I'll do it myself.
Hey, friends! I'm going to push the lobster off the bridge myself. Come back! We'll have all this sorted out of no time at all!
Bloody lobster! I'll break its bloody back! Come here!
Just one thing. Opening this bridge will be very good for my image with the islanders. After this, I'll be expecting them to start contributing to another bridge for me. So let's get the timing exact. Just remember that tomorrow, you don't blow up the bridge until you see a white flag waving. I want to make sure a certain somebody is across it before it goes up.
Okay. Spike. Oh, whatever your name is.
Ah, there you are, Lord Mayor.
Lucifer! What are you doing here? You'll be seen.
Only by your good self. Only you have that privilege. And, of course, Alfred, my bridge expert. She's up on that ridge.
I'm having a spot of bother with this lobster.
Well, fancy this now. Just you and me and a lobster on the bridge.
Once I get this vicious thing off, I get Mrs. Jones to you.
But it's too late for Mrs. Jones. The deal was for one soul.
What?
You've crossed over the halfway mark, Lord Mayor. You're first across.
Me?
Yes.
No!
Yes.
It's Mrs. Jones. That's what we agreed to.
Take a look at Alfred up on the ridge there. See what she's doing.
My eyesight isn't so good. I can't quite see. She's waving something. It looks like a white flag.
A flag of surrender. Surrender yourself, Lord Mayor, unto me and unto the eight pit of hell.
A white flag! Oh, God! I've got to get off this bridge! I've got to get off this bridge!
Hello. Lord Mayor Gunter speaking.
Hello, Lord Mayor. I was just ringing to congratulate you on your new appointment. Oh,
Councillor O'Mahony, well, thank you. Thank you very much. That's most considerate of you.
Your predecessor's unfortunate and untimely death came as a great shock to all of us over here on the mainland. You got the wreath?
We did, thank you. It was a very kind gesture on your part, especially since my predecessor never really got along with your council.
The reason I'm calling is to discuss this new bridge fund I hear you've instigated on the island.
Yes, it's going very well. In fact, we're receiving very generous monthly contributions from people who have left the island as well.
Is that so? The thing is, you see, I thought perhaps we might have a little chat in private about some possible contributions the council could make.
That's very, very generous of you, Councillor.
The thing is, we feel there's no great hurry in having the bridge built.
My sentiments entirely. And if you want to know my personal opinion, and this is strictly between ourselves, a bridge could take away from everything that is unique to our island. I mean, the island could become just another dying village, like a half-withered weed grafted onto an oak.
In Lucifer and the Lobster, by Sean Moffat, Lucifer was played by Kevin Flood, and the Lord Mayor was John Hewitt. Gunter was Robert Taylor, Mrs. Jones, Stella McCusker, Mr. Smith, Wesley Murphy, Councillor O'Mahony, B.J. Hogg, and Lucifer's assistant, Alfred, was Anya McCartney. Lucifer and the Lobster was taken from an idea by James Joyce and developed for radio by Sean Moffat. The play was directed in our Belfast studios by Owen O'Callaghan.